Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Authentic Christianity, was written by David Roper. I applied for a position in a Christian organization years ago and was presented with a list of legalistic rules having to do with the use of alcohol, tobacco, and certain forms of entertainment. "We expect Christian behavior from our employees," was the explanation. I could agree with this list because I, for reasons mostly unrelated to my faith, didn't do those things. But my argumentative side thought, why don't they have a list about not being arrogant, insensitive, harsh, spiritually indifferent, and critical? None of these were addressed. Following Jesus can't be defined by a list of rules. It's a subtle quality of life that's difficult to quantify, but can best be described as beautiful. The Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 10, sum up that beauty. "Those who are indwelt by and dependent on the Spirit of Jesus are humble and self-effacing. They're deeply touched by the suffering of others. They're gentle and kind. They long for goodness in themselves and in others. They're merciful to those who struggle and fail. They're single-minded in their love for Jesus. They're peaceful and leave behind a legacy of peace. They're kind to those who misuse them, returning good for evil, and they're blessed," a word that means happy in the deepest sense. This kind of life attracts the attention of others and belongs to those who come to Jesus and ask Him for it. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 10. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Let's pray. Lord, we pray that You would fill us with a deep sense of Your presence today. Remind us throughout our day that Your Spirit is at work in and through us, and that rather than demanding our hard work to attain the fruit of the Spirit, we only need to rest in You, meditate on You, and give all of ourselves to You. Thank You, Jesus. In Your name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.